Masechta Shviyas, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel. The next several Mishnahs discuss the halachas of Prizbul. Prizbul was a process that would allow someone to collect loans even after the Shemitah year, that the loan should not be cancelled. The Mishnahs are going to explain how it came to be and how it works. Prizbul, Eina Mishamet. A loan that has a Prizbul written on it is not going to be cancelled by Shemitah. And this is one of the things that was a takana. It was instituted by Hillel HaZaken. He created this concept of Prizbul to allow loans to be collected. Why did he do this? He saw people that were refraining from lending each other money as the Shemitah year approached. They knew that the money that they would lend out potentially would not be repaid. If it wasn't repaid before Shemitah, the loan would be canceled and not have to be paid. They were transgressing what the Torah says about this, specifically about this. It says, this is the Pasuk. A Pasuk says, Hisham Lacha, you should be careful. Pen Yiyadavar Im Lavavcha B'Liyal, you may have in your lave, in your mind, thoughts of lawless thoughts that the person's going to think that the Shemitah year is approaching and I don't want to lend my money out and you're not going to care for the people who are needy. So therefore, Hiskin Hill, Prizbul, Hill was misakin. He established this Prizbul to allow loans to be collected after Shemitah when they go through this process, which will be discussed in the future Mishnah, in order that people won't refrain from lending money before the Shemitah year. Mishnah Dalet, Zeo Gufei Shel Prizbul. This is the essence of what a Prizbul is. He would write on a document, Meiser Ani Lachem Ish Pleini, Ish Pleini Pleini Hadayanim B'makim Shebemakim Pleini. The lender would write a document, the Prizbul document, and he would write, Meiser Ani Lachem, I'm giving over to you, Ish Pleini Pleini Hadayanim, you two so-and-so people, the judges that are the judges of this court, Shebemakim Pleini of the court in this town, and he would give over to them, Shekol Chayv Sheyeshli Sheegbenu Kolzman Sheeretze, that all the chayvis, all the debts that are owed to me, I should be able to collect them at any time I want. So he's giving over the loans to Bezdin, that Bezdin should be the ones that are have the authority to collect it, and therefore this would allow him to collect it himself, because debts that are owed to Bezdin that Bezdin would enforce were things that would not be canceled by Shemitah. And either the judges or witnesses that were present at the time would sign at the bottom of this document. This document would thereby, in a sense, transfer the loans to Bezdin, and then they would be no longer canceled by the Shemitah year.